Chair, thank you for this kind invitation to this important event. I would like to use to share my screen for my intervention. I hope you can see my screen. And my intervention will be based, first of all, to present what is the S Center and also to present a concrete project for sustainable urban development, which is Space Data System for Sustainable Urban Development. Well, first of all, the S Center is the Atlantic International Research Center. This is an international organization to develop scientific and technological application for sustainability. We're very much linked to the United Nations Sustainability Goals, and this is our main objective. It is already, many countries are already part of the S Center. It is African countries like South Africa, Angola, Sao Tome, Nigeria, Morocco, in America, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, United Kingdom. There are many countries where international organization, and we have the head center in Portugal. Portugal is the promoter of the idea. We're in the Azores Island in Terceira, and we host an Earth Observation Laboratory thanks to an agreement with the European Space Agency. And that's helped us to develop application from the space for sustainability. This is our premises, and we receive data from many satellites. We have the Copernicus European satellite. We have the American, the Chinese satellite. We receive for that to develop such an applications. But we also manage our own satellite. We have co-proprietary of very high resolution satellite, JOSAT-1 and JOSAT-2, which is the two first Portuguese satellites. We're doing many actions for sustainability. Those are, for instance, images of the La Palma volcano eruptions and that we can help into this natural disaster. Those are fires in Portugal, fires in Spain. And what we propose is to develop a space data system for sustainable urban development. What we are facing now, SDG 11 has important challenges, which is a polluting energy system, unsustainable production, water scarcity, traffic congestion, and all those problems can be tackled from space. A space technology can bring solution for that. In particular, we are proposing to this commission to do a common project with the United Nations to develop for developing cities, to develop such a system that we call space data system for sustainable or urban development. The system will consist in 5 modules: a satellite data acquisition module, an in-situ data acquisition module, a data center, application, and capacitation and training. It has been said this morning by the previous speaker that capacitation and training is quite important. And the combination of those 5 modules will bring us the capability to monitor and to help for urban sustainability. The data acquisition module, then the plan is to receive data from all available satellites. There is a huge set of satellites which provide valuable data. We will set up a data receiving antenna on the city to receive data from up to 6 data broadcast satellites, from NOAA, from NASA, from the, in the States, and from Fengjun from China. We will receive also Copernicus data, which are free and available for the European Commission, but also our private satellite JOSAT-1 and JOSAT-2 with very high resolution. All these will give a unique capacity of data. And in the future, we are planning to launch an Atlantic constellation of 16 satellites that will be ready in 2025. That means this module will receive all those data for the application. This is the Atlantic constellation that will work so that we can get very frequent data. Every 2-3 hours, we get data from space for urban city development. And the in-situ data will complement. We cannot do just space data. We need to calibrate with in-situ in the cities, on land, and also in water, with underwater sensor, with water sensor and land sensors. It is very important, a data center module. This will combine the space and in-situ data, and we will define data model, data cubes. We will define which are the servers and we'll define the application. And that the idea is to set up such a data system on the developing cities together with a data model. This data model, we have a data lake with all this is collected and different users can use it. Different users, which can be universities, research center, or even industry with different level of access. I mean, a web interface or a direct application for software to software machine. But the important thing are the application. What are the applications for the cities? The idea is to define 5 different lines of application: urban planning, water quality and scarcity monitoring, urban air quality, waste management, and vulnerability to natural disaster. For urban planning, we can monitor the urban sprawl and the peri-urbanization processes. We can support urban cartography, detect illegal construction, identify risk in new populated areas, identify new settlements, report land activities, and to manage urban green areas and water bodies. This is an example of Barcelona, for instance. You can get very precise data, high resolution at 2 centimeters, very frequent. That's Beijing, that's Moscow. I mean, we can do very high. Regarding water quality and air quality, we can by satellite detect it. This is on the left side, Malaga City, and you can see this red area. This is pollution coming to waste, which has been now sent to the Mediterranean. That means that can be detected by satellite immediately. And for the air quality, this is, for instance, Saharan dust coming to the Canary Island cities. I mean, this can be easily monitored, tracked, and detected to inform the population on the quality of the air and the quality of the water. But we can also see the vulnerability to natural disasters. We can detect areas which are vulnerable to flooding, to sea level rise, or other natural hazards like fires, tsunamis. That's an image, an example of New Orleans City with the Katrina. All these are the flooded region that we can detect, which is the city affected region. We can help and support the relief teams in the fastest and easiest way. We can see which highways are available so that we can very much mitigate the effect of natural disasters by satellite data. And this should be ready at each of those developing cities so that we can do that in real time and very quick effect. This is, for instance, a volcanic vulnerability. This is a Japanese city, and we can see which areas of the city could be affected by the volcanic eruptions. And the last module will be capacity training. We need capacitation and training of the people at those cities. That will be in 3 different lines. Training to manage satellites, to manage the air station, training for earth observation, and a training for expert in each of the domain. About 50 experts could be trained at each city so that we can do this project and it can be evolved. As conclusions, we propose from the Earth Center, from international group, a sustainable urban development project together with United Nations, the Science and Technology Committee. We can develop such a system so that we can help developing city in many important aspects that can help to get those sustainability goals. Thank you very much for your attention.